Family Serving Family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Prevail and last forever. My brothers and sisters, God's program involved the rule of righteousness. And if anyone has a right to rule what he created, it is God. For he and he alone established, affirmed, declared, and decreed everything that we see today. And he said it was all good, not just the earth. He created a universe, everything in the outer space, not seven heavens, but three. The first heaven has to deal with the atmosphere, where we get our air and the things that we enjoy here on earth. Second heaven is the outer space where the moon, the stars, and rockets fly. The third heaven is where God resides. So there are only three heavens, three atmospheric areas. And God is over them all. There's a great universe. We speak of the planets that we call around the earth. But God says, I have a universe out there that you have not even explored. There are galaxies. We don't even understand, nor do we comprehend all of the things that God has in store for us. So God sees all of the things that he have created. And God said it was all good, Brother Shepherd. We see that God rule and his reign is eternal. And it will never end. It will never end, my brothers and sisters, because God is eternal. There's no way to define him. My professor says never try to write an exposition or a theological thesis on God because he said you will never complete it. Because even when you think you've come to the end, there's still more about God. And my brothers and sisters, when we think about what God and all he has done, we still don't know enough because our mind cannot comprehend the great, magnificent power of an eternal God who knows all, sees all, and is above all, outside of time and space. My brothers and sisters, if we examine earthly kingdom, look at what Pilate asked Jesus. He asked, what kind or what type of king are you? And if you are a king, where are your servants? Where are your gods? Where are your entourages? Where are your people? Pilate asked Jesus this question because Jesus was not the typical king he had ever seen. Jesus didn't fit Pilate's perception of kingship. Neither did he conform to the popular notion of a political leader. Hello, former president. I don't care what people say. When you think about a man that wants to rule everything with authority and power in a deceptive order, watch that man. When you think about what he has done to a nation and all of the political entities around him, watch that man. When you think about government leaders that have squandered their reputation and lawyers and have wasted their life behind somebody, watch that man. My brothers and sisters, Pilate understood constitutional monarchy. And that involves a parliamentary system in which the elected king is the head of the state with executive power. I have power. I have executive power. I can do anything. I could even shoot somebody on the street and nothing will be done to me. executive power. You get my point. My brothers and sisters, then there is absolute monarchy. And this monarchy has the power to rule his land or state and people freely. And all the land and property of the nation belongs to him. You can't tell me what to do. I'm the man. I tell you what to do. So Pilate wanted to know, what type of monarch did Jesus rule? Now look at the answer. Jesus said, my kingdom, personal pronoun, my kingdom is not of this world. In other words, Jesus is saying, my kingdom is spiritual, Brother Shepherd. My kingdom is spiritual. My brothers and sisters, what the Lord is revealing to us is that his kingdom, which is spiritual, will not be seen by the natural eye. When John the Apostle was given a glimpse of this kingdom, he experienced a spiritual encounter. John said he was in the spirit. In order to get a spiritual encounter with God, you've got to be in the spirit. He was in a spirit, a state of ecstasy in the outer world, being shut out, and the inner and the higher life or spiritual being taken full possession by God's spirit, so that an immediate connection with its invisible world is established. Revelation 1 and 10, John said, on the Lord's day, I was in the spirit. To us, understand the thing that God was doing and revealing and unveiling, he had to be in the spirit. The Holy Spirit had to take up residence, revealing and unveiling things that God had in the spiritual realm. Jesus told his followers that his kingdom, that the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. Luke 17 and 21. In a spiritual sense, we are living now in the kingdom, according to what Jesus said. The kingdom of God is within you. Here's an example or an explanation. Both John the Baptist and Jesus began their ministries announcing that the kingdom of God had come. It is through Christ and through all of the things that he has done that the believer receive, and we will get a spiritual heart. And because of that, we experience that through what Christ has done in us. The Holy Spirit takes up residence, and we receive all of the things that God has sanctioned for us to have. The believer's spiritual heart experiences Christ. Your life changed. You cannot be a Christian and not be changed. You cannot accept the Lord as your personal Savior and still be the same. When Christ comes into your life, he brings something into your life that is transformation. Now, you may come and worship the Lord and be quiet, but you can't praise the Lord and keep your mouth shut. If there has been something tangible within you that has transformed your life, something that has changed you, you cannot hold your peace when the power of the Holy Spirit, when the Lord has allowed the Holy Spirit to enter into a covenant agreement with you, your life is completely different. You don't act the same. You don't walk the same. You don't look the same, because there's a spirit in you that's different from the world. My brothers and sisters, now we know when we pray, thy kingdom come, we are asking God to advance and expand that kingdom in our hearts. Expand it, promote it in our hearts. And then, Antioch, we are anticipating the day when that kingdom literally comes. Thy kingdom come. It is a kingdom that is both present and future. It is here and now, and one day it will come in fullness. John the Baptist said in Matthew 3:2, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. In other words, the word kingdom here means rule or reign. What John and Jesus were saying is that the kingdom points us to God. John is saying that the rule is near. We live in a kingdom that God rules. This rule was to be heaven's rule, the kingdom of heaven. God has always ruled over heavenly dominions or heavenly domains since creation. That's God's heavenly rule. And it was about to be extended directly to earthly domain or the fields. God's rule over the earth had drawn near. And it was about to be instituted through the person of the Messiah for whom John was preparing the way. And Jesus confirmed the same thing. Jesus said, before he called his first disciple, the kingdom of heaven is near. The kingdom of heaven is in a spiritual dimension. It is not man-made or man-enacted, but established by God. Second, the second petition of the Lord's Prayer is a multifaceted request. The kingdom is an evangelistic prayer. As we believers are part of the answer, for the believers, we have a role to bring God's kingdom to completeness. Reverend Bell asked me several years ago for permission to go out with another minister friend and evangelize. And I shared with him that's part of our Great Commission, which tells us to go and make disciples. So when we ask, thy kingdom come, it's a call for God to increase his kingdom to convert the hearts of unbelievers and to draw men to a saving knowledge of Christ. My brothers and sisters, we can bring men into his kingdom as we share the good news that Jesus saves. Thirdly, thy kingdom come is a confronting prayer. Confronting prayer. Because anxiety should be a reminder. For us to pray, for we are told to cast our cares on him. When we realize that our God has everything under control and that our life has a purpose and that there is a kingdom apart from this secular world, we can rejoice. Life today seemed to be chaotic. Life today seemed to be unpredictable. Life today seemed to even be harsh. But Antioch, we belong to a kingdom that will overcome the trials and the tribulations of the world. Hallelujah. Isaiah.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Please believe that.
Blessed and highly flavored.
Can you repeat that?
We got the flavor for Wade Hampton.
For
for some who don't understand our purpose.